Hello, this is Easy Access English. If you want to sound more natural in English, and if you want to understand more easily, the schwa is a vowel sound which you really want to know about. So, let me tell you more about this important sound, the schwa. Here's a quick explanation. Knowing about it can help you to speak English more clearly. It can also tell you a lot about how intonation and stress works in English. The schwa is the most neutral vowel sound in English. It's produced by relaxing your lips, jaw, and mouth and releasing a very short sound. So the schwa sound doesn't sound like schwa, it sounds like uh. For example, if you tried to say the letter K and G together by connecting them with a sound, k-g, you'd be making the schwa sound. In fact, it is actually the most frequent vowel sound we use in English. Even though you might not know it because it's not a conventional vowel like A, E, I, O, U, it's used a lot. It's a reduction, as you can tell, of the other vowels in English. So it's the sound we make when there is an unstressed syllable. And it can represent any vowel letter. Unfortunately, you can't know from the spelling of a word that a schwa sound needs to be used. So it's a reduced vowel, which only appears in unstressed syllables. When people don't know that it exists, they tend to make mistakes in their pronunciation, which can make them hard to understand. If you reduce certain syllables inside words, then you can easily place the stress on the correct syllable. That's what we use the schwa sound to do. So, in any word, you have a primary stress and a secondary stress, and words sometimes have just a primary stress and then an unstressed vowel as well. So if you don't know how to make more stress on one syllable and less on another, it can be problematic. That's what we use this schwa sound for, to replace some sounds that we're not making because we're using all of the time on a different sound or a different syllable. But also, the same applies to a word. So this schwa sound can replace a whole short word. So when you want to reduce the length of just a little function word in order to have more time to speak the important keywords of a sentence, you can replace it with this Therefore, the schwa can also help you to improve your rhythm in English intonation, as well as making sure that you can pronounce words correctly by getting the primary stress on the correct syllable. So again, one syllable in the word is primary stress. And if you choose the wrong syllable for that primary stress, then you will not be understandable. This is one of the most common mistakes that people make in pronunciation. And it's a pronunciation mistake that could mean that people don't understand the word you're trying to say. There's also a secondary stress on vowels in some words where you pronounce the vowel normally. And then there's this weak stress where you use the schwa sound to reduce the vowel sound. Let's give you some examples then. So look at this word, victory. Vic is the primary stress. T, we're not saying tor, we're saying t. And re is the secondary stress. Victory. Victory. Can you hear how one of the syllables and one of those vowels is stressed much more than another? And one of them is totally unstressed, We don't even hear the O sound in that word because the vowel O is replaced by the schwa. Let me give you another example. Pencil. The stress is on the first syllable and the second syllable is unstressed and that vowel is replaced by the schwa sound. So we don't say pen, sil, we say pencil. Here's another example. In the word again. Do it again. Again. Is the schwa sound. Here's one more. Support. Port. Support. Again. Support. You can learn how to correctly place the stress on words by noticing, observing, immersing yourself in language. And you'll pick it up. It's important to understand that this schwa sound exists, and I hope that this little short podcast has helped you to understand how that works.